ladies and gentlemen, it's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Thursday night, 4/21/2022, live show. And this is Lamentations, chapter 5. Remember, O Lord, what has come upon us. Consider and behold our reproach. Our inheritance is turned to strangers, our houses to aliens. We are orphans and fatherless, and our mothers are as widows. We have drunken our water for money. Our wood is sold unto us. Our necks are under persecution. We labor and have no rest. And we have given the hand to the Egyptians, to the Assyrians, and I guess to the Red Chinese. This is my addition, don't get me wrong, to be satisfied with bread. Our fathers have sinned and are not. We have borne their iniquities. Servants have ruled over us. There is none that doth deliver us out of their hand. We eat, we get our bread with the peril of our lives because of the sword of the wilderness. Our skin was black like an oven because of the terrible famine. They ravished the women in Zion and the maids in the cities of Judah. And princes are hanged up by their hand. The faces of elders were not honored. They took young men to grind, and the children fell under the wood, and the elders have ceased from the gate, the young men from their music. The joy of our heart has ceased. Our dance has turned into mourning. The crown is fallen from our head. Woe unto us that we have sinned, for this our heart is faint. For these things our eyes are dim. And because of the mountain of Zion, which is desolate, the foxes walk upon it. Thou, O Lord, remainest forever, thy throne from generation to generation. Wherefore dost thou forget us forever and forsake us so long time? Turn thou us unto thee, O Lord, and we shall be turned. Renew our days as of old. But thou hast utterly rejected us. Thou art very wroth with us. Well, you see, one of the reasons why that might be, ladies and gentlemen, is you have in California and in Maryland. Maryland passed a law that allows infanticide 28 days after the birth. And that California is following right suit. The baby gets born, comes into life, and then they keep it, you know, wherever, somewhere, still alive. And then they kill it. That is the stench that's gone up to heaven. That is the stench of all of that. And much thank you to my friends in on the river in Paducah for sending that up to me. God bless you. And I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. We look at all of these plants, food plants, and you know we've talked about these as they've happened for the last months. We've on this show, I've talked about all of them. And I tell you always, what is it I always say to you? That clustering is not coincidence. And we've been tracking on the old Hawk Radio since probably about 2004. All of these things. Remember when the big fertilizer plant about 204, 205 went up in Texas? In the small town? Remember all these things, the refineries, all of the different stuff, the train derails, the chemical trains, the chemical plants, the recycling yards inside the United States, all the different things that keep going up. The huge fires, even in apartment buildings and stuff that are like 5-6 alarm fires on the East Coast, the West Coast, and the one happened in Kansas City and on the Kansas side back 5-7 years ago too. Just brand new, all these things. And then I'll tell you what, now, you see, we do get some tit for tat at some point in time. The covert war is on. And Russia's largest chemical plant was engulfed in flames. Largest chemical plant engulfed in flames hours after a mystery fire at its military research facility. So you have in the city of Tver, you had a research facility. It's a space research, Russian space defense ministry, and fire of unknown causes. Well, that's what all the ones in the United States seem to be. Or the regional warehouse in Indy for Walmart that was had a lot of food in all of these different places. The fertilizer plant down in Winston-Salem. Unknown causes. All these different things. So after this thing goes up in Tver, the secretive Central Research Development Institute of Aerospace Defense Troops, then at the Dmitrievsky chemical plant, later that afternoon here, it caused the fire remains unknown. And this is in just east of Moscow. Produces more industrial solvents than any other in Russia. And it's less than 1,000 miles from the border of Ukraine. Well, it could be the Ukrainians, or it could be British SAS. It could be Delta Force, SEAL Team 6. It could be just the old boys from the tar baby patch, you know, who got no name, don't exist, and died in, oh, I don't know, 2-3 wars ago, but they're still there. And the tar patch, old Greg Evenson used to talk to me about it. He said, "Hawk, you know, they got guys that just, they don't have really any affiliation. They're just in the tar baby patch." You know what I'm saying? So, we've got tit for tat ongoing. Now, I'll tell you something else that could also be. See, you got Red China that's supposedly on the side of Russia, and they do have treaties together. And then the Red Chinese are getting oil and paying for it in yuan or in kind for loaning money. They're getting oil back from the Russians. But that's been going on for a while. They also have treaties with Iran, defense treaties with Iran, but at the same time, China knows that it would like to see Russia and the U.S. and the NATO countries get involved in a nuclear war, and they would take each other out. Well, meanwhile, China can sort of like lay back a little bit, all right, and then go for Taiwan, or not even need to. They could go the other way and go to Russia. Go into that direction. Or go towards India, whatever it is. But this world is going into the Gog-Magog War, okay? Gog-Magog War, and there's going to be a peacemaker. And that peacemaker is going to be the old Antichrist. And he probably is going to bring down some space brothers and say, "Lord Jesus has brought these people down and said that they'll, you know, to come down and they will heal us and all that, you know, or I have brought these people in and bop, bop, bop." It's getting very interesting, ladies and gentlemen. I have a couple of prayers. I'd like to do a few prayers tonight. Lord Jesus, will you go right now? Lord, will you go right now to JD and over in Illinois? Lord, will you go to him and will you provide him with medical miracles, Lord Jesus, and restore him to health. Provide JD with medical miracles and restore him to health, Lord Jesus. And then my brother in Nebraska, Gary, Lord Jesus, will you touch him? Will you touch him right now? And will you give him medical miracles? And will you restore him to health and remove any kind of cancer from his body? And Lord Jesus, we heard about Staff Sergeant Bruce. He's doing much, much better, but he still has some ulcers. Lord Jesus, will you go to Staff Sergeant Bruce, who we prayed for in a couple times and got him out of the hospital facilities? Lord Jesus, will you touch him? Will you touch Staff Sergeant Bruce, Lord Jesus, so that he knows it's you? Knock on his door and he knows that it's you and say, "Get thee gone, ulcers, from the body, and restore Staff Sergeant Bruce to health." And Lord Jesus, will you touch Mina, our tough fighter, our tough grandmother from Florida that fights the methamphetamine heads and wins against them with the help of the Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, will you provide her continually medical miracles? And also, Lord, will you touch B from E, B from B, B and E from B, and provide medical miracles for B and E from B, and restore them to health, Lord Jesus. Oh, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, there's all kind of people out here that have difficulty and problems, and I just try to help as best I can when I hear something about them. And we've helped us very good, as many as we could, I'll tell you that. And it's just been grateful for the Lord Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There really is. And John 14, you know, maybe I ought to read that. I was going to read Psalm 91, which is a good psalm. But I'm going to read the red letters. I'm going to read red letter edition here. And just go back to John 14 and read that one more time. Would you like to see Lord Jesus? Would you like to have him manifest himself to you? Would you like to see him? Listen up! Chapter 14, John. Let's go here. Verse 10, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that giveth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Think about that sentence and what he just gave you as a marvelous gift. And whatsoever, verse 13, John 14, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. And if ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, and that he may abide with you forever. And even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. And at that day, ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. And he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. That's where you got to see. If you want to see Jesus, that's how you do it. Go to John chapter 14 and read it. Read it, but don't weep. Read it and rejoice, because there's power in the blood of Jesus. Now, I want to shout out to somebody. We got listeners all over the world. I don't know if you know that. Some people think, well, just crazy old Hawk. He doesn't even have a website or doesn't have anything else, blah, blah, blah. But I'm going to tell you what. I've done exactly what the Lord has wanted me to do. And I've stayed in the fashion and the style and doing the show as the Lord Jesus would have me to do it. And I've been obedient as I possibly can. So what I'm just telling you, we do have quite a little reach. And thanks to Brother Quayle for putting us up on the air, you know. Go to stevequayle.com and you click right there. There's a banner that goes on up. All right? Right to it. But anyway, I just want to say a shout out tonight to a real tough guy from down in Perth, Australia. Tough young man named Jacob. Hi, Jacob. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. But I'll tell you what, he loves you. He loves your old man, too. Now, you guys, you don't have the firearms down there anymore, and it's turning into a tyranny. But you do have cricket bats. You do have golf clubs. You do have machetes. You do have knives and all kind of stuff like that. Well, you better be sharpening them up. You got an old shovel? Sharpen the shovel, you know? I once saw some Croatian guys fight each other with coal shovels once in an alley years ago. And let me tell you something. They cut the heck out of each other with them coal shovels. And I thought the one was likely to kill the other. So I'm going to tell you, to Jacob, hats off. God bless you. And so anyway, this scenario, we're going tit for tat in the covert and clandestine world. And meanwhile, Putin has tested his SARMSAT or his Satan 2 missile. And of course, the Pentagon said, oh, we're not really worried about that today, blah, blah, blah. And then the idiots on TV keep talking about it as a, oh, well, Putin has got tactical nuclear weapons he's testing. Well, let me tell you something. This Satan 2 is an ICBM, and it can launch, and it carries on it like anywhere from 10 to 15 multiple warheads on that thing that can strike 15 small ones or 10 big ones. You pick your 15 targets in the U.S. Mystery Babylon, New York City with all of the stuff. Then maybe you pop D.C., all right? Maybe you get and pop certain other places like key bases, Oceania, Bragg, different airports, naval bases, Coronado, you know, San Diego, Los Angeles, San Francisco. Maybe you start doing that kind of stuff like that. Seattle. You leave Chicago alone. You don't nuke it because there is all that fresh water in Lake Michigan right there. They want the fresh water. They want the corn fields, the bean fields, and the wheat fields. If they use anything in the center where there's going to be the grain, they might use neutron weapons, which leaves the land and the crops and everything alone and just kill people. Oh, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, you need to get into reading up on stuff like protection factors and that kind of thing. And do not think, oh, well, we'll see. If you see, you're not going to be prepared. The food prices are not coming down. You might say, well, I'll wait for the sale, or it's going to get better. And then, oh, well, you know, there's going to be a red wave in November. Well, let me tell you what. The Democrats could steal all the votes again because nothing was done the last time. And then the fact of the matter is the Republicans, they all just say, oh, don't vote for those Democrats. They're bad. They don't have any program either. They don't have any program of what to do or not espousing it. They just say, don't vote for the Democrats, and blah, 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 blah. And I agree, they're socialists. They're communists, Luciferian communists. But then the Republicans, many of them, and incidentally, I had family that helped start that party back in Illinois when Lincoln was at the convention in Chicago. So I know about it. So anyway, there's other things I could tell you, but I don't need to tell you. The fact is that the Republicans, they just say, oh boy, it looks like we're not going to have to spend any money on our campaigns. We'll just get out there at the right before the election. We'll beat them by God, blah, 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 you know? And then let's just go get a martini and go play golf. Ha, ha, ha. We've won. No, you haven't, you stupid idiots. Because there may not even be an election. May not even be an election. So I don't know. I don't know. We've had a lot of weather warfare, haven't we? And all the stuff with the food. All the food plants that have been going down and down and down. And what are they broadcasting on TV? Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, you know. Some of the Ukrainian thing, they've slowed down on the border a bit. All right? But now Biden is going to bring in thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians in the United States. So if somebody keeps going to write these checks, and then you're going to have to pay for them in taxes. So I don't know. I'm just a little concerned that people are not getting the food thing quite yet. It's expensive. But you want to know why Netflix is losing subscribers? Because people are paying $5 a gallon or $6 a gallon or $4 a gallon for gasoline and diesel. They're paying for bread and for ground beef and chicken and ham and, you know, pork steaks and what have you. All of the stuff, the pasta, everything is going up at the wazoo. And it hasn't even got going yet. Hasn't even started yet because this coming week, I believe that Europe is going to swear off the Russian oil and gas. So that's why Biden has been sending, you know, we're going to loosen all those strategic stockpile gasoline and oil down there in the Hackberry Salt Dome and release a billion gallons of oil a day and up, all that stuff. Well, it's all going to Europe. All of our military equipment is going to Europe. I know somebody in the Allegheny Mountains up there, and we were talking about, you know, different planes and stuff, and the day or two before, there was something, another B-52, U.S. B-52, left out of Barksdale in Louisiana, went to Europe. So we got ours over there on racetracks. The Russians got blackjack bombers on racetracks over there. But our B-52s should not be going to Europe. They should be going to the West Coast and running a racetrack down the Kamchatka line, all right? Ready to go into Russia from that direction. They should be flying and going and rolling around in the South China Sea. This thing is going to go to the war. We're going to go to this stuff. I don't know exactly when, but I'm going to tell you what. While you still have the opportunity, you got to put the water in the water storage. Now, are you seeing how in Arizona they're going to start rationing water? And how there's no water in the Colorado River? And how the snowpacks have not happened. Oh, we got some late here. Got some late stuff. But in certain places in Utah, they only got maybe still like got 8 inches. They didn't get the 47 inches like Montana and the Dakotas did. So we're playing around with Twitter and Elon Musk and with Johnny Depp and all this. And the Easter Bunny has to rescue Biden because he didn't know where he was at. And he was still talking. He thought he was talking about Afghanistan. All right? So I'm not interested so much in all of that. I am interested in freedom of speech. You know, that's a good thing to do, but I think instead of reading that, I'm going to read this right here, because this is the message. Within the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and originally it said property. And thus, to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whatsoever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that the governments long established should not be changed for light or transient reason or causes, and accordingly all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. You take that founding document, which is a law of the land, Declaration of Independence, you take the United States Constitution and Bill of Rights, and you take our Lord Jesus. You take Lord Jesus and the Holy Bible. And I would like to read personally the King James Version myself, the old King James. But if you take that, then you've got a tremendous background and power in this country, and there's power in the blood of Jesus. And you need to be able to provide for your family, and I'm going to tell you, go out there, and water is one of the key things. Brother Quayle said, man, I'll tell you when that might have been. That might have been like about 1995, maybe 94, 96. I think about 94 or 5. Brother Quayle talked about how there's going to be this most massive, you know, water shortages in the United States. And now he's had to produce a film all these years later called Mega Drought, and he's telling you all about it. And still people say, well, we've got water and, you know, and all of that. And I tell you, if you live in certain areas, you've not had the problem. But in the West, from about the middle of Kansas on out, and even large parts of Texas and New Mexico that have strong rivers and things in them too, the Rio Grande, all that Russian River coming down, you know, running on down from, you know, the Sangre de Cristo Mountains there, you know, by Eagle's Point, whatever it is. That's so beautiful, and that river just runs fast, and, you know, rapid and everything. But I'm going to say this. If you're in California, if you're in the West, anywhere in the Southwest, Western Kansas, parts of Nebraska, Colorado, all the places, anybody who gets water from the Colorado River or electricity from hydroelectric plants that are fed by the Colorado River, Then I would say to you that you need to get water barrels, blue food grade water barrels, and get the smaller ones. Get the smaller ones that are stackable. The 55 gallon drums, the blue ones are good, and I've got some of those, but I'll tell you what, they're hard to move. Then you have to pump them out, pump them into smaller containers. Get the stackable ones so that if you got to run, everybody can grab two of them real quick, throw them in the back of the truck. And you need, particularly in this day and age of the Cobra 6 and the red-headed crate and the Gila monster and the blue scorpion venoms being utilized as detailed in the Watch the Water and Dr. Artis and with Stu Peters and also with, including with Mike Adams, the health ranger, when he did those interviews. We're not joking around with water anymore. So you need something that will take out viruses, bacteria, parasites, and chemicals. And the Black Berkey filters seem to do that extremely well. And they will go into the Berkey filtration systems of the various sizes and get extra of them. And then you got to get smaller filters that will take those things out, but you do the best you can. If you can't do anything else, you got MicroPure drops, you got iodine, you got unscented Clorox bleach. You can do some stuff. You can put it in the old gumbo pot and boil the water. You can do a lot of things and strain it, filter it through like an old T-shirt. You know, just get a T-shirt clean, strain it through that. Put it through coffee filters, anything you can to improve your water. But you better store it up. Now, I'm going to tell you can have in these big plastic tubs or tanks, water tanks. If you put one of those up on a wooden platform or wooden stanchion, okay, where you can back your truck right up to it and then load it into the truck to go haul water if you have to. Or if you got somebody bringing water out, they can just back up and take the hose and put it in there. You put it up there and you put a gravity feed down. But you need to have water and you need to have water on hand, particularly if you're dealing with freeze-dried food or dehydrated food. You have to need water to reconstitute that. Bring it back alive and to make great-tasting food. If you can get any of the freeze-dried foods or anything, you can get them online sometimes if they're still around, but you can also go to Cabela's and places like that or Bass Pro or Shields or Academy, different places, even Walmart sometimes. They will have Mountain House or cans or stuff there or pouches. Get as much of it as you can. But at the same time, you better get you some Chunky and Progresso soup, you know, in the cans. Fruits, vegetables, Chef Boyardee, SpaghettiOs, whatever it is. I like roast beef hash, chili, any more beef stew. These are meals. And then if you have protected areas where it's not been radiated or it doesn't have the chemicals, you can use dandelion greens or poke salad or whatever and get you some greens and salads to eat. I remember walking many, many times out in the country and stuff, and I'd see a wild raspberry patch or blackberry patch or something. Sometimes on the old farms where you'll see trees and stuff, you'll see old pear trees or apple trees. They're still part of orchards. But you need to get that. You need to get those things. See if you can find a local farmer that has dairy cattle or whatever, or who knows how to make cheese. Or you get the milk, you make the cheese, and you trade that back and forth. These are all things to do, but I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to say this right now in all sincerity. You had better stock up and keep back brand new Ace bandages to wrap your knees, your elbows, your back, your ankles, whatever it is you're going to do. Because I'm going to tell you what, this is going to be something that we're going to be in it for a long time. 3.5 years in the Great Tribulation would be every day fighting, standing in the gap against the evil. Man, I'll tell you, it's hard to fight a 3-minute round, you know, in a boxing match. MMA fight. Or just out in the old street when somebody tries to do you in or punch you from behind and you got to go to wrestling on the ground. That stuff will wear you out, but I'm going to tell you what. You put them on the ground first. You do what you got to do to take and put them onto the ground. And jiu-jitsu flip them down. Or karate chop them on the on the breastbone or the wishbone, you know? Drop them down. Use the chin jab on them, you know. Put them down first. And you protect your family. You protect your home. Regardless of who the heck it is that comes to get you, when they want you to come outside, step outside. There's time to come out. We'll take care of you, and we have food here in the truck, and you will walk out, and you'll be up, 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 up. No. That's when you go, no way, Jose, no way, Jose. And then you do what they don't think you're going to do. You come out the flanks or you go up on the roof and you lay it onto them and you wade into them and make them pay as they're doing cordon and search, block to block to block to block, whether they're red Chinese, Russian, or the Luciferian, tyrannical Nazis of some U.S. government, okay? When they come for you, you lay it into them. You take it into them. Because I'm going to tell you what. If you have Lord Jesus in your heart as your Savior, and they're coming to steal your children, to take your property, to take your food, take your car, your money, whatever it is you got, put you in a concentration camp or a COVID camp or whatever it is, or turn you into Soylent Green. Well, let me tell you what, man. When Lord Jesus is with you and you're with Lord Jesus and you've got that relationship, and he doesn't say don't defend your family. He says thou shalt not murder. But if somebody's coming to take your family and to take your livelihood, you got to stand up. You got to stand in the gap against the evil. All right? So I'm going to tell you, it's nice to know where you're going to go if you were to lose your life on this planet. If you know that you're going to go and you're going to have everlasting life with Lord Jesus in heaven, that is a worthy thing to have. If you will just repent of your sins, ask Lord Jesus, say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm repenting of my sins. Will you come into my heart and be my Savior? Then it's worthwhile. It's the best deal in town. And if you're sincere, he'll come and do it. He'll start to wash you clean. He'll wash you clean. And he'll promise you an everlasting life with him in heaven. It's wonderful and marvelous, ladies and gentlemen. It's simple. It is basic. It is vital. And it's going to be the only thing that you're going to have that will carry you through to the end. Oh, a few people might luck out, you know, being behind your draft and behind you, you know, who've got the relationship with Jesus. They might luck out and survive the deal, but I'm going to tell you what. It's the best deal in town. Avail yourself of it. Oh, and I will tell you. Everybody wants to go after this one and that one and the other one. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm on the side of Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, and I'm after those that are enemies of Lord Jesus, that are enemies of our Father in heaven, that are basically, regardless of what they are, they worship Lucifer the Lightbringer, or they're totally atheistic. They're nihilists. They want to destroy it. They want to tear it all down. They want to destroy this planet and depopulate this Earth. No more than 500 million in harmony and perpetuity. The Georgia Guidestones were put up by the people that want to run the world on behalf of Lucifer, all right? They worship him. You have families like the Rothschild family in banking who claim descendancy from Nimrod and Semiramis. Another name for her might be named Lilith, okay? You just got to look into this stuff to see it. It's the Luciferians that you got to go after. It's not the guy down at the 17th Baptist Church or this one, that one, the other one. It is the Luciferians who are trying to destroy the planet and depopulate it. That's what you set your sights on. That's the ones you strike blows against because they're the enemies of the Lord Jesus. I'm not saying you're going to agree with everything everybody else says. But the real target is fighting the Lucies and putting the ball bat up against their head, popping them in the shins, popping them in the elbows, and sending them prematurely to the fiery lake and let them go ahead on and burn in that old plasma fire and let Lord Lucifer welcome them in there then too. But you see, this thing is going like Matthew 24, Luke 21, and like Revelations. And those are the revelations of Lord Jesus as told to John of Patmos. And meanwhile, Maryland and California are saying they can abort a child at 28 days after birth, you know, in Maryland. Just ridiculous. Maybe somebody should abort some of those people, 55 or 60 or 42 years after their birth, you know? Whoever voted for that son of a buck, I'll tell you what, it's just evil. It's just evil crap. But you gotta continue to prepare, like Jesus said in Matthew 25, to be ready. When the bridegroom comes, you gotta have the lamp and the lamp oil. You're gonna need the water. You're gonna need the food. And if you have no wherewithal, if you got, you know, just an extra 50 cents and that's it, you can't even get another can of soup, then you pray to Lord Jesus and ask him to put you in touch with somebody that might be able to bump you up or give you a lift. Or exchange some of your time in terms of protecting their property or working for them so that you could be able to partake of some of their stored food. But if nothing else, if you can only buy one extra can of chunky soup or Progresso soup a week, just one extra can, that's another ration for a person for one day. You split that can in half. You had a little bit of crackers or bread or some, you know, dandelion green salad or an edible flower, and you need to look up and see what flowers you need to plant that are edible. Blossoms and the leaves, some of them, but you need to look that up. If you can afford it, you need to have, you know, like a Meyer lemon tree or a, you know, a dwarf apple tree or, you know, a big tree or whatever it might be. And to have some raised beds and to have some stuff or even a bigger garden if you can. But you're going to have to watch out on these gardens. If there's going to be any radiation, you're going to have it protected from above. But don't forget the ace bandages with the extra clips to wrap around your knee. Because you're going to get dinged on them. And if you're in the war and the fight long enough, you're going to get zapped or this and that or what have you. Or they're going to use satellite-directed beaming of scalar energy frequencies to impact the neurophysiological template. That's going to happen. I would also tell you that you need medical supplies. And included in that, I would say that you need to think about your fish tanks. You need to get, let's see here, Fish Flex or Fish Mox. You can get the 500 milligram amoxicillin for fish, all right? Or fish, right? You can get the Flex, the Key Flex, or the Cephalexin. There is a, you know, Zithromax, Zithromycin. There's all kind of different antibiotics, which if the power grid goes out, which I still think is what's going to happen. I still think so. And then that would take out, not with the, they could do it with the cyber, but I think, still think it'll be from above with an EMP burst. Not a big mushroom cloud. An EMP burst that releases the electromagnetic waves, you see, that take out most of the cars and take out the electronics unless you've got them in Faraday cages or you've got protective devices that might help to do it. And let's see. Fishmox Fish Flex. That's a website. Let's see what the website is. They have plenty of fish, moxicillin, Aquazithro, Aquamox Forte. In other words, they have all kind of different things and different types. And then, you know, where there is no doctor, that book, by the doctor and the nurse, who over the years have had that great stuff, they talk about these all the time. And then when I looked them up to make sure my fish were safe, I found that they were manufactured by the same factories or plants or labs and I looked in like a PDR, Physician Desk Reference, and also some other online references that depict the different types of pills and of medicines and different stuff and antibiotics. And I found that the same color, the same milligrams, the same numbers and letters and stuff, and the same company that makes those. Same one that makes those, you see. They make the ones for humans as well as for the fish. So keep that in mind. I also would remind you about mesosilver and other types of mesominerals from puriscolloids.com. Puriscolloids.com. And well, no, brother. I'm going to answer this right now to my buddy RS. You said, like you said, waiting for a refinery here to be hit. We've had a refinery hit in Louisiana back a few weeks ago. We had the pipeline station in outside of Houston hit. We've had several recycling center type fires. We had the fertilizer plant in Winston-Salem, plant in Winston-Salem, and the big regional Walmart warehouse in Indianapolis. All of those were hit. Plus we had, I think back in February, we had several food plants were hit around the country. So they might hit another one, but this is tit for tat for tat for what they did to us. I will say this too, ladies and gentlemen. Is that the sabotage and the opening of the border? All of that has been done by design. You have the Red Chinese pouring in here. You have Russians already in here that were hired by Obama. Now you got President Obama saying that we need to censor free speech and all of that. These people are against the Constitution. They're against the Bill of Rights. They're Luciferian communists. They're not liberals. They're not this. They're not progressive. They're Luciferian communists. And old Albert Pike talked all about that, didn't he? And here's what old Harry S. Truman had to say. Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it has only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. That's what Harry S. Truman said. So I'll tell you, you want to wait for all the red wave and the ball, and I hope there might be, but I will tell you this. I think it could just steal the elections again. If not, before that, pop goes the weasel, you know? As in the wild weasel. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep old Hawk in the air, and I hope you do. I hope you can help every now and then if you can. It could be Federal Reserve notes, a check, could be a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, whatever it might be, silver dime, silver quarter, silver dollar. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965. West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. There's power in the blood of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. Take advantage of that. And I would tell you, there's all kind of people in the Montagnard tribes in Indochina who are on fire from him. The Nunamakers, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, have the Indochina Bible Project, and that has villages all over Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, all those areas of the mountains there in the Golden Triangle where they have the Montagnards have separate dialects or their own language in every village just about. And they would like to read the gospel. They would like to read the Bible in their language and also sing about it and sing gloriously from the songbooks in their language. You want to help them out, help the Nunamakers get those, and every now and then we get another 200 of them go out, or 200 Bibles, 150 songbooks of late. And they go individually, and they go to small villages and to the church in the small village. And they're taken up there by hook, by crook, and in old cars, and probably on the back of donkeys, and, you know, gone through all kind of precarious mountain roads and all kind of crazy stuff with the bad cops and the government looking over your shoulder looking for all of that stuff. If you want to help the Indochina Bible Project or the Nunamaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R Bible Project, send anything you got, whatever you need or you got or you want, send it to Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And I'll tell you what, you'll be blessed by it, and then people who are on fire for the Lord Jesus will have an opportunity to read the Bible and to sing the songs of glory in their own language. We can do that. Stop wasting time on your third brother's cousin's sister-in-law's hairdresser's boyfriend who had a top secret clearance back in the Korean War, okay? Don't waste time on the people who don't have time for you, or who just argue with you. You tell them there's power in the blood of Jesus, okay? And you go on down the road and find somebody who's receptive to that. Who says, oh, I've read Matthew 25, Lord Jesus. You know, basically they're telling the wise and foolish virgin parable about the lamp and the lamp oil and being prepared. And how when the foolish virgins missed out and the door was shut and the wise virgins went in with the bridegroom and they came and knocked on the door and they said, oh, Lord, Lord, open to us. And he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not. Do whatever you can to prepare. It's nothing else but getting another can of soup or two cans of soup. That's 2 days of rations, you see. Put them in a box. Put them in the closet underneath the bed. But don't go into there loose and fairy at night without a fight. Stand for your family. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand and protect your property. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technologies. MMP, use that technology strike. Close against the enemy. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Nicola, poor buddy, be you are. God, the optics. Road and track. The limb. Keep learning how to stand for the Lord, because the Lord Jesus loves. Ladies and gentlemen, may the Lord protect you against all evil. Go out tonight, get a water purification system like turkey, order it up, find it locally, get some food, source of water. Good night.